Hey guys, and welcome to another 10-minute minicast where we can talk about any topic we want as long as it falls under 10 minutes. And this is a little bit of a racy one. This is accidental inappropriate touching. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
So have you ever accidentally grabbed someone where you shouldn't? Right now, I was almost touching the mouse, and I was sort of accidentally fondling your knee.
That was
gonna, weird.
That was going to be the first thing that I just said. Then I'm like,
oh, really?
Is that where you're going with that? For the simple fact that you were resting on my leg.
Yeah.
Just to start the episode.
Was that too far?
I didn't flinch.
You kind of enjoyed it. You went along with
it. So I think I'm just awkwardly comfortable.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's awkward. I'm comfortable, but it's awkward to say.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be comfortable with that.
No, not at all. But it's the same thing. Like, have you ever talked to someone that's a really good mate?
Yeah.
And they've done a little bit of a spit on your face, like an accidental spit, and you sort of go, I want to get that. Can't do it yet because I don't want to be the rude guy. And you're the rude guy.
No. Yeah. I've always done that one. I'm the spitter. Right?
Oh,
I'm
and
always,
you see it.
Yeah, and I see it.
In
and
slow
like,
mo.
Yeah, and like time slows down and you're looking at it and it lands on their face. I'm like, I know they felt that. And they're so polite about it, they just continue the conversation.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, I'm literally staring at the spit on their face. And I'm like, thinking, about, I am so sorry. Like, it gets to the point now where it's almost an immediate reaction for me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I almost do that I can't obviously do it on the show, but like, you do that hand action where you sort of like flick your fingers away from your mouth.
Yep.
And I'm like, I spat at you. I don't know why I'm doing like
You're
hand
doing
signals.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know why I ever do hand signals. They can clearly see. I'm like, I thought I'd do the hand action just to make sure that you know that I spat
I
on you.
I saw it.
So
I understood
they saw
what you were
it.
Saying. Yeah, yeah. But so obviously spit on face is weird.
Right. No, that's bad.
It's bad.
It's flat out bad, but it can't be avoided. People talk, they spit. I spit all over the screen when I'm like talking here.
Have you ever accidentally gone, oh, my pants aren't sitting straight here, and put the old hand down, the rearrange, the men do it all the time, a bit of a rearrange, I'm a man.
Yeah, I always,
what,
I know. I reckon I do that. It's not really inappropriate touching on yourself, maybe.
Yeah, but if
but
you,
for
if you're,
for
if,
everyone,
yeah, that's what I mean.
For everyone else. I think I've always done that, and like, I've got to be making sure, like, I do it in a cinema, if I sit down, and like, your underwear just gets wedged somewhere, you're like, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here for 2 hours like this.
Yeah.
You start looking around. Like you go into like security camera mode.
Yeah.
You start scanning around, making sure you're not making eye contact with anyone.
Yeah.
While you're grabbing your nuts and moving them around to somewhere else.
Yeah. Slapping
women,
around
you're not
going to
understand
berries.
This. It's just.
Oh, I think, I think girls do it with their boobs. I've seen an accidental boob adjustment that's gone wrong. Pop the nipple. I've seen a nipple pop.
You've seen these things happen.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
Really?
I reckon. The hardest one for me for inappropriate touching, is the fact that I avoid it at all costs, right?
Yeah. You don't like hugging people at all.
No. What?
Do you? You're a hugger?
Why is a hug inappropriate?
Well, it is if the other person doesn't want it.
Okay, that's a bit different.
Yeah.
That's not
How do you know they want it?
No. Okay, what I'm saying is back when I was a security guard.
Yes.
Shouldn't
hug people anyway then.
But if someone collapsed or something happened, I was very... even if they're pissing out with blood on the floor, right? They clearly need assistance.
Yeah.
I'm very cautious about helping them.
Can I touch you, sir?
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't want to... I don't know. You can have people talking about their shoulders being touched or their back being touched. I'm like, so I don't touch them? Like, I'm sort of like, this person is going to die.
If you don't
because
do something.
But I'm not going to because, this is like...
Yeah.
Difficult. I had this happen the other day.
Well, someone almost died.
Yeah. We actually had this happen at Adelaide Showgrounds.
Yeah.
One of our listeners actually was there when this happened.
Wow.
We both got covered in blood.
Wow.
Right.
What the hell's going on?
It was an old gentleman, about 86 years old.
Okay.
He collapsed at the showground and fell down the stairs.
Okay. He was going to be on like the Gravitron. Or something. I was like,
thrown
whoa.
From the Gravitron.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
No, he just fell down the stairs, hit his head, split the back of his head open.
Yep.
Very similar to what I did a few months back.
In the train station. Yeah.
But he split the back of his head open. Blood
you can see
everywhere.
See a bit of brains?
No, he was on his back.
Okay.
So it was all right. But we both rushed to his aid.
Yeah.
And I was reluctant to get in there because I'm like, I don't know where to turn.
Okay, you stood back.
But no, this other person, he knows who he is, got right in there. He put his hand straight behind the guy's head. He was covered in blood.
He was Superman.
Yeah, he was helping this guy.
Did the guy live?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Well,
so,
there you go.
There we go. And he was conscious through the whole thing. I lost an orange vest, a work vest in the process.
So can I say, what were you doing when did you freeze? Or
no,
were you like, did you everybody back? Get back, turn that camera off.
There wasn't many people there.
Oh.
No, it's not one of those things that, like, when something happens freeze.
Why was the old guy there?
Want to catch the train. Catch the train.
Oh, was that the train? Okay. Yeah.
Right?
And I thought he was on a show ride. For some reason, I thought he was about
He was on the stair ride.
Yeah, okay. So, stair master.
But what ended up happening was, it's the problem that you see something happen, and I don't freeze, I run to the problem, and then stand there. I'm like a sim. You ever played The Sims? Where, you cancel their action, like, right before they get to where they're going, and they'll go running across the house or whatever, and then they get to, like, the toaster's on fire, and they see the fire standing, then they get to the fire and just stand there? That's me.
So, okay, let's hit pause on life.
Okay.
Let's say you woke up the next day, it was like Groundhog Day.
Right.
And you relived the exact same thing, he fell over again.
Yeah.
Would you do the same thing, or would you go, well, bugger it. Go for it.
I reckon it's a bit different. Because obviously you learn about this person as they're bleeding out on the floor.
Okay.
You start talking to them, like, how's your day? Obviously, you're not having a good one now. Right? But like...
You'd say that.
Of course you do.
No, you don't say you're having a bad day now.
They clearly are. They're bleeding on the floor. They're having a bad day.
No. This is like... It's like the medics.
Yeah.
It's like the old army thing. You find anything in your pockets, you rip it open, it's probably sugar. You throw that morphine on them. Whatever. Throw it in there.
Right.
He'll get a reaction. Doesn't matter. He's alive. And then you say good stuff. Like, you're going to make it, buddy. You were so good in that movie. Just say stuff like that.
Screw with them.
No, they'll love it.
No, but we do that. Like, that's what happened. And it was just sort of like, what happened?
Yeah.
And he goes, I had a good day at the show. Well, I'm having a good one now. It's pretty bad. Right? Like,
that's not what you do.
Why? I want to be brutally honest with. Like, I just want to be honest. I'm just sort of like,
mate, it's not looking good. You're probably going to die.
No, that's...
I saw a bit of your brain pop out of your head.
Not to that extent. It's just sort of like, well, I'm guessing you were having a better day 5 minutes before falling down the stairs here.
Yeah.
There's blood. You've got your blood on
before me. Before I'm holding your skull together.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. So that's why, But the second time round, I reckon it'd be a little bit different.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why? What would you do in that situation?
I'd yell. I'd make
some
loud
noises.
You're
better off than I am.
No, well, I think I would be, to be honest. There, I said it.
What, better?
No. I reckon I would have touched him at least, maybe just a foot. I would have just reached in and just touched slapped him on his foot.
He's all right. He's kicking.
How's your twig and berries, I would have said. Are they full all right? Well, if he fell on his...
Just to take his mind off of what's going on.
I'd probably touch his foot and just stay random. Can you feel that?
I would hate for you to have been there when I hit my head,
right?
I wouldn't like it if my head's bleeding out on the floor you're like, how's your nutsack going? I'm like, sorry, I'm not concerned about that right now. You're losing a lot of blood, but, as long as your balls are okay.
Yeah, well, it's a vital part of manhood.
And then, you stand over them and go, don't worry, I'm not going to touch them. I know about inappropriate touching. I can see your blood. That's yours.
I'm the opposite, right? If I fell over, injured myself dramatically, and someone came up and said, your nuts are looking good. Don't worry about it. Your dick's all still good there. I'd be like, oh, that's one less thing to worry about.
The problem with that is
I'm
you start
a man still.
You probably start laughing, shake more blood out of your head, and eventually pass out.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I don't know. It's not looking good.
Yeah.
We could be medics.
We could. I couldn't be.
No.
I'd be throwing flour in the air.
That's what I'm saying. We could be medics.
You know what I mean? It's snowing!
You remind me of, if you ever got to, like, if we were medics and we went to, like, someone's bleeding out on the floor, you remind me of, like, the Swedish chef from the Muppets just rocked up to a crime scene, and just, like, throwing flour in the air, like, over this person who's, he's like, are you actually going to help me?
You're not so good. Why not? all right, well, as this 10-minute comes to a close, what would your medic name be?
Medic? I'll go with Superman.
Superman?
Sounds heroic. No, that's too much.
Yeah.
I can't have that.
Band-Aid, I'd be.
Band-Aid.
Super Band-Aid.
Super Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Like a snap.
Yeah. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. All right, guys, if you like what you heard and you didn't, get a medic, call someone. Get your ears are probably bleeding right about now.
I love how this topic went from inappropriate touching to how bad it would be if we were medics.
Yeah.
But
it could have gone differently. It could have been farting in public.
True.
Maybe we'll save that for another one.
That could be another one.
Yeah, we're glad to wrap that episode. Guys, jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com or follow us on the Twitster
At @may_contain for any extra info.
Sweet, guys. I'm Gander.
I'm Sips.
Say g'day to your medics for me.